Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Cat Named Mo Show.
Say, you're listening to the Cat Named Mo Show.
You're listening to the Cat Named Mo Show.
Say, don't they have a guy to do these?
I don't want to say that.
But you have to say it. Come on.
102.5 The Bone.
They call me Big L.A. Big Silly. Big Money. Big Billy. When I'm sliding in the mark and you hear me. I be slicing with these bars so you feel me. Let me rip it up because in the back. Get a buzz in your hat. I'm gonna tell you how to cause an attack. Timberland ladies love on the track.
All right, we are back. We are the Cat Named Mo Show. Got SBK in the house, and that's always a pleasure.
Man, stop playing this rap music, dude. You're really offending me, dude. What are you? You're like the worst black guy ever. What are you doing?
I will.
Bringing heat to the situation.
I know. You know what? I'm trying to get Swigs, and I texted the wrong person.
Did I offend Swigs?
No, but I heard you have told me something distressing.
I didn't tell you anything distressing.
Let's get Swigs on the phone. We're going to get JoJo. Right. We got to get, who are we trying
to get on the phone?
Man, Swigs. You say you talked to JoJo last night.
Yes, at the party.
at the caddies. On the beach.
Two separate conversations with
and
her.
And I'm telling you, that wasn't JoJo.
Well, then I'm telling you she has a twin.
But you know who JoJo is.
Right.
Or did you have too much to drink?
No, I did not. As a matter of fact, I extended my hand. But I don't know, it's weird. No matter who it is, woman, female, no matter how well I know you, my first instinct is to extend my hand like a handshake.
And I'm a hugger. I'm the opposite.
She said, I know you're not trying to shake my hand, and give me a hug. And she gave me a hug. And then, as a matter of fact, someone interrupted us and said, hey, can you take a picture? And then her friend took a picture of me and two listeners.
Now, Jerrica,
I ain't crazy, man.
Am I crazy, or did JoJo sit across from us and say, when we asked her, or I did, I inquired about what she did last night, go, I stayed, it was a chill night, I watched a movie, mm-hmm. I crocheted, I had some Chinese food, and then
she
I went to bed.
Definitely did say that.
She probably did all of that.
After
she left, or before she came to the thing.
All right. He didn't answer? Oh, all right.
Sounds like a conspiracy.
Yeah, something's going on here. We got to get this money.
I hope there's two of them.
Well, let's find out. And how long? She stayed that long?
She was there for a couple of hours. She walked right past the table where the BDR was broadcasting.
I
saw her when she walked in. She walked right past me, right past the front door.
Right.
And then I saw her inside once the show had started.
Man, it was crazy.
We really need to figure this
out.
She was at a high top table with two females and one guy, and she was there.
I remember, but
she had an all black, like a kind of I remember exactly what was going on.
What percentage would you give that you could be mistaken?
Man, dude, this is not like I saw a UFO or I said I saw some... I saw a monster crawl out the water. Like, I know what.
We need evidence. We need that picture you're talking about.
Did you take a picture?
A friend of hers took a picture of me and two listeners.
Okay. All right.
Never mind.
She wasn't into it. I didn't take a picture with her.
Okay. Okay. Gotcha.
It was two brief conversations.
All right. Well, there you go. It was wild. It was a wild time out there.
You're saying I might misremember that.
No. I'm just saying. She didn't make any mention of the party.
We're saying it's in question.
It's not like I said I saw Brad Pitt there. He was eating some crab dip at the bar. I mean, come on.
All right, I'm just trying nothing. Oh man, well, now it's a shutdown. I tried to call Swigs and
they on the high seas, bro.
He ain't got there yet. All right, that's fine. We'll get to the bottom of this.
All right.
Did you had a good time? You had to have a good time, yeah.
I mean, yeah, it was all right.
Just all right.
Yeah. What do you want from me, man?
This is what I'll tell you. I know you.
What's a good answer?
You're not going to stay at the entire event if you ain't having a good
time. I left 5 minutes after you did. When you left, you said you were leaving. I went and I went to the bathroom. I washed my hands. I spoke to this dude from Turkey and then his brother who had horrible English. We had great fun. And then I left.
I didn't ghost. I mean, I said.
No, you didn't ghost.
Yeah, not at all. I was there probably at, I think I got there at 6:30.
Right. And I got there at 7.
You got there at 7 for the meet and greet. Mm-hmm. How did that go?
You were there. You were standing right next to me.
I'll ask. How did the meet and greet go?
What do you mean by how did it go? I hear a little noise.
Okay, here you go. I have never been to one, obviously. So
the place didn't burn down.
What would I expect going to a meet and greet?
To meet somebody and greet them.
But, here's what you can expect.
What's the process?
If it starts at 7,
uh-huh.
If you're there early, before mm-hmm. everybody's drunk.
Yes.
Hey, Jerrica, how you doing? I enjoy what you do on the air. Oh, that's Jerrica. Can we take a picture?
Sure.
Click, click. Keep it moving.
Okay.
Now, 2 hours later,
uh-huh.
you know, I mean, you're going to get all kind of crazy stuff.
Hold
I mean,
on. Here we go. Swigs, is this you?
This is it.
All right.
This is the one.
All right. Ben, were you, first off, Kevin wants to know why you going.
No, I didn't say that. I was giving him props to his sportsman, you know.
He wants to know if you're fishing with money.
No, Ben, I caught like 10 fish with my windows down on the way across the bridge. I didn't know why you had to go to Mississippi to catch a fish, man.
I don't even have an answer to that.
All right.
I like the bayou.
All right. That's good enough.
All right. Now, Ben, you were in studio when I asked JoJo what she did last night, correct?
Yes, sir.
She said she watched a movie, she crocheted, and she had Chinese food.
That is correct.
I have SBK in studio stating that uh-oh. She was at Caddy's at least until midnight, and he had 2 conversations with her.
Mm-hmm.
What the world? This is breaking news. I mean, this is bigger than any Donald Trump accuser going on right now.
You're damn right it is.
No, the thing is, they're trying to tell me, oh, well, no, maybe that wasn't her. And I'm like, no, I know who JoJo is. I spoke with her twice.
See, I knew something was wrong from the minute we asked. I knew. She's suspect. She's shady.
Yeah. How's she going to play a brother like that? She looked crocheting. Me right in the eye and lied.
Oh, brother.
All right.
She got some splaining to do.
Yes, she did. I just wanted you to know what you was dealing with, all right?
Well, I appreciate it. Hey, thanks for getting to the bottom of it, John.
All right, man. Oh, we ain't got to the bottom of it yet. We just trying to stir it up a little bit more. We trying to get her to call in.
You won't get that. We'll have to get her on the radio next week.
All right, bro.
She ain't calling. All right, guys.
All right, thanks, man.
Tell them catfish up.
Listen, maybe she just didn't want anybody in her business.
She was at a public place.
Yeah, it was a public place.
Doesn't mean she has to expose what she did last night.
And even furthermore, she didn't speak to Mo.
Yeah.
Okay.
She walked right past you, dude.
I'm telling you, that wasn't JoJo.
Or who was it?
I don't know, but it wasn't her.
Oh, well, this woman had the same tattoos that JoJo has, too. So that's, man.
Name one tattoo she has that looks like.
Love and peace and crap.
Okay. Okay.
I mean, the man makes a strong case, Jerrica, but I'm inclined to agree with you that.
See, not me and JoJo, she's going to be mad.
No, okay, but let me ask something. Could it be that you're thinking back to one of your other events that you met her at?
Anywhere. Well, I don't go anywhere.
No, you bet you talked to her at the Hard Rock.
That was a long time ago.
But you might be.
Oh, she probably wasn't there either.
Well, I saw her there. All right, this is what I did. We stayed, got there at 7 with you. And I said to my girl, I go, as soon as it's 11, which we were going to go off the air because we were broadcasting the BDRS, we did it live from Caddy's. I said, I'm about to get off in 10 minutes. I go, don't you go anywhere mm-hmm. because we are out. Now, it's not that I didn't want to stay and hang, but you saw, you were there at the event. We were interactive with the crowd for the entire 4 hours.
And you had to get up and come do the show today.
I don't care about the show.
Okay. All right.
I appreciate it. But I'll tell you what the overriding thing, there were just, I saw those cops out in front of Caddy's. And it was a Friday night. It was late. I had an hour's drive. And I think I might have consumed over the course of 4 hours 2.5 beers.
I thought I saw you with the same beer all night.
Well, they're the same type, so I could
except
see
for
that.
The one that you knocked over the table and ruined my brand new iPhone 7.
I believe that A, he doesn't have an iPhone
7. I need one.
He doesn't have it. Don't be old, no. Why are you listening to this fool?
Sorry.
I don't know why anybody does.
I don't know why I'm listening to him either, because clearly I don't know what is the truth and what's not.
Hold on. So with the police being out, right, you just decided you wanted to sneak out of there in your bright yellow Jeep. This whole twinkle toe on out of there.
I wasn't trying to sneak, but I knew I was fine to drive. I just don't want the hassle. And the other thing is, you know, they were posted up. Any wise
they were there for protect. You know, you felt uneasy about that.
No, but I know that when you have a large event like that, not just the cops that were in the parking lot.
It's a long way back to where you live.
Yeah,
right.
But I think in that as I was driving beyond, I was maybe a minute and a half on the road. I saw two other cop cars just parked. They know that people are coming out of that event smashed.
Well, you know, just because you see the police, you don't have to have any unreasonable fear.
Oh, really?
Well, I don't understand.
He's like, cops, what is it that you, I'm out.
Where you been?
I think you have an unreasonable fear of the police. Let's talk about that.
So what you're saying is,
to you?
If I ain't done nothing wrong, I got no reason
exactly.
to be afraid of the cops.
That's what my mom always says.
That's what everybody does. Yeah,
y'all know he being facetious, right?
It says to serve and protect.
Absolutely.
Don't you want both?
Absolutely. Okay. I want them both. I want them both. But it was a good time. I was surprised that you stayed as long as you did. I was surprised that Seth came out, you know.
Everybody came out. Yeah. Like I said, it's the first time I've seen so many Bone personalities in the building. It was good. We took a picture.
Yeah.
My thing was, you know, my girl was in, this is weird. My girl was in Orlando. She had to go there for business.
Right.
So from my house to this event was 1 hour and 45 minutes. She left Orlando. I left the event. She got home before I did.
Damn.
So I technically went further than she did. She's in a whole, I'm kind of in the same, I feel like I'm in the same city, just another part of it.
Yeah, but you're trying to get over on this side though, ain't you?
I have to, man. I'm tired of the commute, man.
Yeah.
It's a 54 minute drive from here. I can't do it.
A lot of old people in this town.
Okay, well, they better not come up in my yard with all that old people business. I ain't scared of old people.
Jerrica, why don't you and Jerrica's living with her parents? She's 28 and she has yet to cut the cord.
Women can do that.
Yeah, why are you knocking me right now?
I'm not knocking you. I'm trying to get
I'm
you
being
out.
Smart.
She's Puerto Rican. She at a mama house all the time anyway.
That's true.
Might as well stay.
Exactly.
But you're seeing that from your perspective, Jerrica. Perhaps your parents are like, all right, we were waiting for all of the kids to be old enough that we could finally have some alone time.
Excuse me. No, because I'm never really home, to be honest with you.
Yeah, she's
I'm
working always, at 4 a.m.
Yeah, like I'm literally on the go constantly. Then I'm barely home, so.
Don't you want your
really
own plot of land,
them.
Though?
Of course, but I'm obviously not ready for that yet.
Don't you want to be able to walk around the house naked?
Yeah.
I mean, I can when they're not there.
Yeah, but then they might sneak up on you.
No, because I know when they're going to be home.
And then what are you doing?
And I have my boyfriend's place, like, hello.
So how often are you staying over there, shacking up, living in
mostly,
sin?
Like, half living the time in my house, half of the time over there.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a drawer with clothes over there?
Oh, yeah.
That was there before,
when we first started dating.
You have everything over there.
Yeah.
Even unmentionables.
Okay. What? I don't know if my parents are listening.
What is that about?
Yeah.
They know you're a woman. They know you're having the SCX.
Yeah.
Let's just say I have everything I need, and if I don't, I'm always hauling bags. Like, I always have bags in my car. Yeah, like backpacks. You know,
all right, well,
luggage.
Okay.
Are you breaking the parents off a chunk come first of the month?
You know, I do. I do. I don't want to say I pay rent,
okay.
But I pay exactly.
Okay,
I contribute.
Hold on. Are you breaking the boyfriend off a chunk the first every
Absolutely
month?
Absolutely not.
Wow.
You don't give your check to your man?
Let
him figure out how to distribute
No, but
the money.
I do help out. Like, you know, I help out with food and stuff. I am eating his food, so we go out shopping together, and grocery shopping.
Do you do the cooking?
And, You cook? Actually, he's a really good cook. So I kind of like him to cook, but I will cook. I can cook. He likes me to cook rice and beans a lot. I do that for him.
Do you clean his apartment?
I bake a lot. Of course. I'm always cleaning.
He's Puerto Rican. Oh.
That I'll do. I'll clean his toilet, his shower.
That didn't come with the deal. But she's different.
Okay.
You know, dishes, yeah. Whatever. Yeah.
Okay. All right,
it's a partnership, you know.
Like it doesn't sound like a partnership.
No, for real. Like
how
clean
long have you been
cook,
with this man?
Going on 7 years.
Allegedly.
All right.
Yeah.
7 years. Yeah. You've been at the same spot for 7 years.
Have I been at the same?
No,
has he?
Same apartment.
No, not same apartment. No.
Okay. Did he have to get a bigger apartment to accommodate you?
I mean, I kind of made the decision on this last apartment. I gave my opinion.
Do you have a key to this apartment?
Of course, I had a key to his first apartment.
Do you tell him you're coming over, or you just pop up?
No, I always tell him when I'm coming.
Like what? Like a text message? Like a 5 minute notice?
Yeah, like my parents like me to call them when I'm here, when I'm there. They're that.
No, I'm talking about to your boyfriend.
Right, but so then I have that habit with him now too. He's like, are you at work? Are you here? Are you on your way?
Oh, he
so I
call know him. She had
no,
all
not
time.
Like that. But I'm like, hey, like I'm on my way. Do you need anything? Kind of thing.
What if he said, nah, don't. You all right? Don't come over here.
No, he would never say that.
So wait a minute. He doesn't have the latitude to say to you, hey, I'm tired. Why don't you just stay at the parents? If you say you're coming over, you're coming over.
No, he always wants me to be there. He of course
that's not what I asked you.
He would move you in if you would.
Oh yeah,
if
that's,
you would move
yeah
in.
He's down for that, but it's just my
you're
choice.
Not down for that.
It's not that I don't want to, but I also want to contribute to the bills and all of that stuff as well. And I'm kind of old school. I want to get married, get engaged, like get a home.
Ain't nothing she
you know?
Described
so I
old
just
school.
Take my time. Well, because
she bouncing from the parents' house to the boyfriend's house. What's old school
so
about
here's,
that?
Here's the thing. She's 28, so she's borderline. A lot of these women in that age range, they're the last group of women that are holding on to this. I want to do it like this. A, B, C.
Yeah. Listen, my sisters were different than me, and I want to pick a different journey. They did their thing, and I'm doing my thing.
And this is not a judgment. You're a grown-ass adult, and you do what you want to do and how you do it. I'm just curious. Don't you think, as Kevin just said, they want to do it A, B, C? At the point that you're halfway living with them, haven't you already circumvented the ABC? I mean, you know what I mean?
It's definitely different. You can talk to any couple out there. They always, because I say that. I'm like, I practically live with them, and they're like, hey, I know. Once you live with them,
you have an out.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's not like you live with them.
Exactly. Well, I feel that way because I could literally stay there for a whole week or whatever and then go home and then go back over there. So I feel that, but everyone always says when you move in together, it always changes. Something will change.
So why don't you need to see if that, you've put 7 years into this. You need
to
see if
no,
it's going to change.
No, but I know he, I know.
You don't
he,
know nothing.
No, I do because he, listen.
Say that again, Kevin.
No.
Listen, he cooks, he cleans, he does laundry. I hate doing laundry. I know he'll do my laundry.
This is gonna be more laundry when you move in.
Well, he'll do it.
Okay, that's what you think.
Wow. He's awesome. He's really good at that stuff. So I know I can count on him. He's good with his money.
At what point will you be comfortable to proceed with all of that? Like move in,
to
get
move
married?
In?
You're waiting on him to ask you to marry him or whatever, right?
Yeah, I'm just kind of waiting for both of us to get where we want to be.
Oh, you're never going to be where you want to be.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely. He's so right about that. There's never a right time
guys,
to have a child. There's never a right
listen,
time to get married.
28 turns into 32. 32
okay,
turns into 35.
Okay, I wanted to be engaged before I moved in. I just wanted, and then, or I used to want to be married, but that was... That's too much. So I'll take
still
engaged.
Have your virtues.
I'll wait.
But what I'm saying is, you, for all intent and purposes,
we need to talk to him.
Yeah. What's his number?
What is his number?
Yeah. Can we get him on the phone?
Absolutely not.
Okay. For all intent and purposes, you have moved in. And I'm asking you, if your goal is to get him to propose to you, what I'm saying is you might have to extricate yourself from that apartment altogether and make him miss you and want you there. Because right now, you're giving him the benefits of marriage without all of the drama.
No more rice and beans.
Yeah. All that milk.
Nice. You're cooking the kid rice and beans.
Yeah.
All right. Got
Stop
it.
Stop letting him milk the cow.
Yeah.
All right, guys.
Here's another thing you need to do. Here's another thing. You need to find out what's going on with this joker. Like, on your next day off,
good point.
Need to follow him.
Damn.
Hire a detective?
No.
Do it yourself.
Do it myself?
Follow him and see what he's up to.
Yes. But okay. Do you understand what we're saying?
I get what you're saying. But I want to just say, I don't want him to look like the bad one because it is me. I think I'm just having maybe a hard time with it. It's more me because he's ready for me to move in with him. He's ready for that. But I'm not.
You never know what's going on with these women, right? You think they're at home watching a movie, eating Chinese food, crocheting. Really at a party.
Absolutely. Guess who is that JoJo?
That is JoJo.
Ask her, nice. Can she hold through this break? Because we have to ask her real quick before I go to break.
Right now,
don't go anywhere. We going to find out if Kevin's crazy or JoJo's just a lying hoe. It's the Cat Named Mo Show.
The Cat Named Mo Show on 102.5 The Bone. Real Raw Radio.
Spin your passion into a business with Shopify and break sales records with the world's best converting checkout. Let's hear that one more time. The world's best converting checkout. Shopify's legendary checkout makes it easier for customers to shop on your website, across social media, and everywhere in between. Now that's music to your ears. Any way you spin it, you can be a smash hit with Shopify. Start your $1 a month trial today at shopify.com/records.